Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Our annual election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, begins later this month. And again this year, we're taking your nominations for issues to include, issues relevant to the New York City mayoral race and the New Jersey governor's race. We'll take your nominations on our website this week. You'll be able to vote on the nominated issues next week. So go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to nominate your New York or New Jersey issue for our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days. You can also find it at WNYC.org/30issues. Now, speaking of the election, the legendary Robert Morgenthau, who is in his 90s, is retiring as Manhattan DA, and three candidates are vying to replace him in the Democratic primary on September 15th. They had a debate in New York One last night, and the candidates, Cy Vance, Leslie Crocker Snyder, and Richard Ayborn, who you will hear in that order here, acted like, well, prosecutors.
How is the electorate to know what are your core legal values? And when they won't change and bend to political winds.
During New York's worst crime, worst, when everyone here was in danger and our kids were being assaulted, you were in Seattle.
Those recommendations were routinely denounced as being wholly inadequate.
All right, Cy Vance accusing Leslie Crocker Snyder, Leslie Crocker Snyder accusing Cy Vance, and Richard Ayborn accusing everybody. And New York One political director Bob Hart joins us now to play some more clips and tell us what happened. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. So I guess the big headline is about what Leslie Crocker Snyder said about Cy Vance Jr. and Elliot Spitzer. And actually, I'm going to jump into these three clips, one of each of them, on the Spitzer question. Why don't you tell our listeners why Elliot Spitzer came up at all during the debate last night?
Well, Elliot Spitzer has been a very strong supporter of Cy Vance behind the scenes, and then he was going to be a little in front of the scenes by holding a fundraiser at his home for Vance, and that became an issue. And then Vance canceled it after one of the madams involved in the prostitution ring that connected to the former governor. She vowed that she was going to have a press conference in front of the house, the apartment building. So that was quickly scuttled. But Spitzer has still been an issue in this race and was one of the questions last night asked to all three of the candidates.
So, Cyrus Vance Jr., is Elliot Spitzer's endorsement and willingness to raise money for you and your willingness to take it unseemly in any way?
Federal prosecutors looked into this issue for an extended period of time, conducted a very thorough investigation, and determined that they did not believe criminal charges were appropriate. Based on information that I don't have in front of me, the exhaustive work that they did, I would not second-guess their judgment at this time. I agree the conduct was terribly wrong. It was demeaning and inappropriate. But the federal prosecutors, having conducted their investigation, I'm not sure how I could second-guess the work they've done and come to a different conclusion.
So Vance not second-guessing the decision not to bring criminal charges against Elliot Spitzer after he resigned as governor. Agree with that, Richard Ayborn?
I think the failure here was to not reassure the public that the way Elliot Spitzer was being treated was in any way different than the other cases that that office looks at all the time, and that, in fact, the Manhattan DA's office looks at all the time. To this day, we don't know whether that policy was consistent or not. The public, like with the Ethan Potts case, the public has to be reassured that the prosecutor, whether it's the U.S. attorney or the DA, is acting in an objective, fair, and consistent way.
So he's taking that position. I won't try to characterize it. He said what he said. And now, I guess, the most newsworthy clip of them all, asked third this question, was Leslie Crocker Snyder.
Given Mr. Vance's or Cy's comments about Elliot Spitzer, I first want to say that it's hard to believe that he was willing to accept Elliot Spitzer doing a fundraiser for him, which he did, although he pulled out at the last minute. I would say that there's a very cozy relationship between Elliot Spitzer, Bob Morgenthau, and Cy Vance, which is all part of the Old Boys Network and the establishment. And I think that was very much likely at play in any decision-making that was made in the DA's office. So I don't know whether there was enough evidence to prosecute Elliot Spitzer for patronizing a prostitute, but certainly if there was, I think it should have been done in the interest of equal protection and fairness.
The Old Boys Network. What did she mean by Old Boys Network? Asked Dominic Carter.
What exactly are you referring to?
Well, I'm referring to the establishment and a group of people. There could even be a few women in it now. It's not necessarily all old boys who know each other, have certain power, talk to each other, pick up the phone and tell people what to do.
Okay. Rebuttal from Mr. Vance.
I think that supporters of mine, like Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez, Gloria Steinem, Caroline Kennedy, and the women who sat and made the decisions on the editorial boards of the New York Times, the Daily News, and the New York Post would be surprised, frankly, that they are part of the Old Boys Network. I certainly didn't perceive it that way. And I think, Dominic, you know, this kind of attack is exactly what I think give people pause about who should take over the job of district attorney.
So Bob Hart, New York One political director, Crocker Snyder is the only woman in this race. And listening to those clips, she never did say Spitzer should have been prosecuted. She only said the fact that he wasn't prosecuted may have been the result of an old boy network.
Yeah, she was really essentially playing the gender card, I think, there, saying boys. I mean, obviously, there's a million things you could have said, not gender specific, and that's why.
And she did go back in and say it doesn't only include men at this point.
Right, but that's, of course, after you throwing it out there. I mean, it's clearly a not-so-subtle gender appeal, and that's why Vance had to come back with a list of all of his female supporters. But it was definitely one of the more interesting moments and probably very, very one of the more lively debates I've seen this year.
And it was interesting to me that she included not only Vance in that attack, but Morgenthau himself. And so
who,
I guess
who
it's...
Who is old.
he's old and a boy, but right. she ran against him 4 years ago. She was the one kind of in the vanguard of being willing to oust Morgenthau before he was willing to retire and not just deferring to him. So there's some history there. And I guess politically speaking, the fact that Morgenthau has endorsed Vance makes it politically relevant for her to attack Morgenthau himself in that context, correct?
Absolutely. And she also had a moment when she was asked about did she think Morgenthau was the greatest DA ever, and she didn't directly answer the question, but she praised his predecessor, who she worked for heavily, Frank Hogan. So there's clearly a lot of bad blood still there between Crocker Snyder and Morgenthau, and the Morgenthau people are really, really pushing Vance very hard, publicly and privately.
And I guess the question for the voters is, with respect to that exchange anyway, are they more troubled by Cyrus Vance's relationship, fundraising relationship with Elliot Spitzer, or are they more troubled, as Vance would have it in his answer there, by Leslie Crocker Snyder going down this road? And that's just up to the voters, but I guess that's the framing after your event last night, right, Bob?
Yeah, there was another very interesting exchange about the Eton Pates case, which was a really infamous case. I guess we go back decades now, in which Snyder received there's a young boy who was brutally murdered The father of the boy has endorsed Crocker Snyder because Crocker Snyder has said she'd reopen and investigate the case if she were DA. And, of course, Vance and Aborn really pounced on that, saying, how can you promise anything what you do in office ahead of time? And that now you basically have to bring a special prosecutor involved in the case. And I thought that was an interesting moment as well. They really put her on the defensive. There was a lot of back and forth all night long, which made it interesting. And the other thing, though, that really struck me was that on certain issues, like drug possession cases and others, they have a lot more in common than you'd imagine going in there. They're all relatively, especially on cases like that, relatively liberal. And they almost have the same position on certain issues like that, which really struck me, too, at the end of the debate.
Bob Hart, New York One's political director. If you missed the debate, we have put a link to the full video on our page. You can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show or to New York One's website. And we will continue to cover this race before the September 15th primary. We have invitations out to all three of those candidates to come on here one at a time for next week. Bob Hart, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we will hear clips and talk to the director of a new film called American Casino about the banking industry in the United States before the crash of last fall. Stay with us.